Welcome to Caribbean Voices of Athens, Georgia, a program bringing issues affecting the Caribbean Basin to light with music, discussion, and interviews. Our guests will be experts who can connect the Caribbean with folks right here in Athens, Georgia. And I, Lyra Rhodes, will be your host. Thank you for joining me. I have with me today Kane Stanley, a local musician. Welcome to the show, Kane.
Thank you, Lyra.
What kind of music do you enjoy playing?
Oh my goodness, what a question. I really enjoy playing music that moves the soul.
And what kind of instrument does that happen with?
Well, I play a number of different instruments, but my original focus was drum set and percussion. And I also am a guitarist and a string player now.
Where did you start? How did you start drumming?
I started in the kitchen on pots and pans. I think that's where a lot of people start.
Right.
And formally, I think my first actual music class was somewhere around fourth grade. The powers that be announced that in fourth grade, everybody was able to join the band. And you were allowed to pick an instrument, but everybody in my class wanted to play drum set or saxophone. So they needed to fill the band out a little bit more. So they said, okay, well, you can't play drum set or saxophone until fifth grade. So I chose mallets and I started playing percussion on like xylophone.
Right, right.
And then in fifth grade, they allowed me to play bass drum. And I studied in the concert band all through elementary school. And all through high school, I was in the concert band, symphonic band, and the marching band.
But then you got education in music.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of free education through that. And simultaneously, while I was studying all that concert band in high school, I was studying drum set privately with Tom Rafferty out of Atlanta. And he was an amazing drummer. He passed away in, I believe it was 1995. So I was lucky to have some time with him.
What makes an amazing drummer?
Somebody that can play relaxed and also somebody that can control themselves enough. It's a tough thing to explain. You almost have to hear it.
Okay. All right. And you've played with a lot of groups around.
There's so many different musical styles that you can play here. It's amazing how much music there is here in Athens. And I played everything from funk and jazz music to rock to a jam band. And I met some great people that were into Afro-Haitian music. And there was actually an Afro-Haitian dance class here in Athens led by Ellen Blyer. And I was maybe a sophomore in college and I met my friend Ryan Wendell. And we were fast friends, and he invited me to come to this Afro-Haitian dance class. I figured I would just go there and listen, and they handed me a cowbell, and they said, here, follow me, you know, do what we do. And I drummed, and it was fantastic. The class was about an hour and a half long. We drummed the whole time, and that after that, I went every Wednesday for 12 years. Pretty much just as much as I could. And I worked my way up the ranks there. You know, started off with the shakeray, and then I played cowbell. And then I started learning some of the conga parts in Haitian drumming. There's three main drums, and the style that we mostly played was rada drumming. So we would do that every week for about an hour and a half. I think that really developed my percussion chops more than I even realized at the time. And it really got me interested in folkloric drumming, not just Afro-Haitian, but Afro-Cuban and African. Ryan and Nathan and I, Nathan Hale, Ryan Wendell, and I went to Berklee College of Music for a summer folkloric workshop. And we got to meet some amazing drummers there from all over the world. And we studied Afro-Cuban and Afro-Haitian drumming there as well. By the time we got back, my head was so full of all this incredible music that I wanted to go and find out more. And I was taking a class with you, and I found out that you were going to Port-au-Prince at the end of the semester. And did you invite me or did I beg you? I can't remember.
I think it was mutual.
But once I had the invite, I started pulling every string I could to get on that trip with you. I even think I took my final, arranged to take my finals early for some other courses.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, we were landing in Port-au-Prince. On the way down there in Miami, we ran into Horacio Hernandez, who was one of the professors at Berklee College of Music. We ran into him in the airport. That was pretty awesome.
Yes, yes. And you worked with some drummers when you were in Haiti.
We did. We were there for the International Haitian Studies Conference. While we were there, we were very interested in meeting musicians, and we were right in the heart of Port-au-Prince, so we were well connected. Through the conference, we were able to meet some amazing musicians. We went to a rehearsal for the band Ram.
With the owner and manager of the Olfason Hotel.
That's right. That's right. And while we were there, we were able to observe their rehearsal. And they said, oh, you guys are Haitian. You guys study Haitian drumming. And we said, oh, yeah, we'd like to listen. And so we listened to a song, and he was like, hey, drummers, what rhythm was that? And Ryan says, Congo? And he said, all right. So we were cool after that.
Y'all played with them as well.
We did, yeah. We went to their show that, I believe it was that same night, at the Olufsen, and we were allowed to drum during the set break on their drums, which was pretty amazing. To me, that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but you never know.
Exactly. Well, you have played with a number of people, like you said, in town and in Athens and studied. But you've also been a guest instructor at drum circles. So what's the value of a drum circle?
Well, I think it's really something that brings the community together, and the ones that I've attended have all been very positive. It allows people an opportunity to come into something and learn from each other. You learn how to work as a group to create a greater whole, and if you learn how to listen, and next thing you know, everyone's coordinating their breathing and their heartbeats are all in sync. And if you do it right, you can really create a beautiful music.
I really like that image. I never thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice image. Well, there's usually a leader. How does that evolve? How does a drum circle function? People come with their own drums. They sit, they
some
play.
People, right. Some of the ones I've been to, there are extra drums available. Usually there's a leader. What I would do is I would pick one or two songs, if I'm going to have enough time, maybe an hour and a half. And generally the first 20 minutes or so would be a warm-up. I would start off with stretches. I would show people how to stretch before they play so they don't get hurt.
Okay.
Because if you just jump in and you get really excited, you can last for about 5 or 10 minutes, but then you wear yourself out and you might even bruise your hands. And some of those bone bruises can last a long time. But so we do a little technique. We teach people who may be new at it the proper way to play the drum. It's not something you're going to learn the first day all the way. You know, it's going to take you a long time to really get the technique down. But try to get people to stretch and warm up the same way we did in our dance classes. You would always do a warm up first.
Right.
And then I would generally pick two songs to work on if there was time, and I would teach people a fundamental part. If I were leading and everything was sounding good, then I might play a little bit of a drum break and then try to teach that to other people. I've been on other circles where it's just, you know, a free-for-all, and people come in and they want to just, you know, play whatever their heart is feeling. And that's okay, too. But if I'm actually trying to facilitate or teach something, then there's got to be a little bit of... there's got to be a little lesson you know, too. It's got to be a little more structured.
Right.
I think that came from me. A lot of it came out of the dance classes, but some of it came from my school background, you know, with my training in the concert band, a symphonic band. I mean, I guess I'm just a little more regimented that way. And we always had a conductor. But I can see why. I mean, when you're in an ensemble, somebody's got to kind of keep an eye on the whole thing.
Well, the three of you guys, though, formed a group, and you've played at the Morton Theater.
So Ryan, Nathan, and I have a group called Moyuba, and we tour. We've toured colleges and high schools and performed all over the Southeast. We have an album out, and it's available on Bandcamp. It's moyuba.bandcamp.com. It's spelled M-O-Y-U-B-A.bandcamp.com. And I'd like to play a track now if we could.
Absolutely.
Okay, this track is called Ia Palo.
Been listening to the track Ia Palo from the group of Moyuba drummers and talking with Kane Stanley. This is Caribbean Voices, and I am Lyra Rhodes, your host. Thank you for listening.